In February, the Environmental Protection Agency invoked Section 404C of the Clean Water Act, which has at least for now stopped what would have been one of the world's largest copper, silver, and gold mines in the world near Bristol Bay in Alaska. The EPA acted after sporting groups and tribes said the Pebble Mine would destroy the commercial and sport fishery where half of the world's sockeye salmon is produced. On May 27th, Red Cliff, Bad River, Lac des Flambeaux, St. Croix, Sacagan, and Le Coudray bands sent a letter asking for the same action to stop Gogebic taconite activities in the Pinokies. Lac des Flambeaux President Tom Mawson says the EPA has a duty to step in because new state regulations no longer protect wetlands, water supplies, fisheries, and wildlife.
How many times do we have to have pebble mines? How many times do we have to have Crandon mines? You know, how many times do we need to tear up a whole area that's going to impact our wildlife? It's going to impact the devastation of the animals in the ceded territory.
Mawson said the tribes need to be out front as they were in a month-long standoff in 1996 when they stopped trains from transporting sulfuric acid through the Bad River Reservation.
We have no move other than if tribes get radical and do the things that have stopped a lot of this year process. Bad River laying on the railroad tracks. Will they do the same? I hope they do the same for this year. Mine up north.
If the EPA agrees, it will halt mining operations until federal regulators decide if a mine in the Pinokies will have an unacceptable effect on the Lake Superior watershed. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.